relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
I would like to announce on behalf of the American people, we have to make sure that our leaders are held accountable. We cannot have a president of the United States that is willing to abuse the power of the office of the presidency and be easily bought off by foreign governments, foreign Chinese or Chinese energy companies, Ukrainian energy companies. So on January 21st, I will be filing articles of impeachment on Joe Biden.
Wow. That's how you do it. That was Marjorie Taylor Greene, Congresswoman for Georgia's 14th Congressional District, on our friend Greg Kelly's show on Newsmax. And we are opening our show with her. Congresswoman Green, welcome back to America First.
Hi, Sebastian. Thank you so much for today.
Well, God bless you. And I'm just going to let you free reign in front of our millions of listeners and viewers on YouTube and on radio across the nation. Why are you going to file articles of impeachment on the first day possible against the 46th president of the United States, Joe Biden? Congresswoman, do we have... Are you there? I know she's on her way to the airport. Oh, we lost her on her mobile connection. Let's call her back. The fact is, it is a fabulous idea, but only because of what the Democrats did yesterday. Impeachment, historically, is the most powerful weapon that the Congress has. I am grateful to my other friend at Newsmax, Sean Spicer, who yesterday tweeted out the historic facts of the handful of impeachments in American history. President Johnson, 81 days. Bill Clinton, 31 days. And the first impeachment of Donald Trump, 21 days. Yesterday, it was 8 hours. And that's a travesty. Congresswoman Green, you're back on the line. Hopefully, it will not be broken again. Explain to our millions of listeners and viewers why you've declared that you will file articles of impeachment against President Joe Biden.
I'm filing articles of impeachment on Joe Biden on January 21st for abuse of power. Americans are fed up with corruption. We're fed up with career politicians that use their position, that they use their elected positions, elected by the American people, and they use it only for power and for money. Joe Biden was threatened to withhold $1 billion of foreign aid to Ukraine just in order so his son, Hunter Biden, could make money with a Ukrainian energy company. Then Hunter Biden's laptop has been under investigation. The contents have leaked out, but we know there, and we know that Hunter Biden, James Biden, and Joe Biden made money off of a Chinese energy company. This is a dangerous threat to America when you use the most powerful positions in this country and arguably in the world just to make your wallet fat. And this is outrageous. Joe Biden is on record himself. He's on video. It's all there that he truly did abuse the power of the vice presidency during his time with Obama. And we cannot have this type of leadership for America, especially after the Democrats have led a 4-year witch hunt against President Trump when he was completely innocent and never found guilty of any crime.
Follow this lady. Support this lady. Right now, her Twitter account is MTGreen with 2 E's on the end. She can explain that to you if we ask her. That's MTGreen, 2 E's at the end. Follow her. Support her. The news is so fresh. Your announcement of the impeachment of Joe Biden. Have any of your colleagues, either establishment Republicans or any of the incoming class, has anybody reacted? Has anybody said they'll support you? Have anybody said this is a bad idea?
Well, no, I'm actually speaking with many of them. And, you know, for me, it's not about what my colleagues in Congress have to say. It's about the American people. It's about 75 million Trump voters that the majority of them know the election was stolen. And it's about the fact that even we can remove the political parties altogether, we cannot have someone that is so corrupt being the president of our country. We just can't. This is the whole reason why I ran for Congress, is I'm fed up, absolutely fed up with career politicians and with Congress that doesn't do anything for the American people. Well, the Democrats have lowered the bar of impeachment all the way to the basement in what they did yesterday. There was no trial for President Trump. There was no evidence presented. There were no witnesses that came forward that said President Trump told me to attack the Capitol, which we know he did not. The attack on the Capitol was horrible. We've all condemned it. President Trump has condemned it. But he told his supporters to march peacefully and patriotically to the Capitol. And that's what he's on record saying. It's the Democrats that are on record for a year now for supporting, promoting, and even fundraising for Antifa and BLM riots that are responsible for burning cities, burning American businesses, attacking police officers, and leaving 47 people dead in the United States of America. That's who the Democrats are. They are not the party that want healing, so like Joe Biden says, or unity, or wants peace. That's not what they want. They want to kick us off of social media. They want to take away our free speech. They want to declare everyone that had anything to do with the January 6th objection or is found anywhere near the Capitol on January 6th, they want to call those people domestic terrorists, and then they want to take away your gun rights. Furthermore, once they get Biden in the presidency, they want to pass all of the socialist agenda items that they have told everyone about for the past year. This is a dangerous threat to America. Our freedoms are truly, truly at threat like never before, and I'm not going to stand by silently and go along and get along and allow a man to enter the presidency without shining a spotlight on his abuse of power and corruption. America deserves better, and I'm willing to leave the fight on that.
Wow. I mean, just your first response. Did you hear that, my friends? I don't care what other politicians say. I care about the U.S. Constitution. 2 minutes left. You've got to support this lady, even if you're not a Georgian. Marjorie Taylor Greene, Congresswoman for the 14th District of Georgia. When I get asked, a lot of people are giving up hope and they say, what can I do? What can I do? And I say, run for local office. You're a small business owner. You ran. Would you give that advice to the Americans who've had enough? 30 seconds.
Absolutely, Sebastian. That's the right thing to say. You know, Republican voters and people that support conservative ideas need to stop saying they're too busy and I have to work. That's not the excuse anymore. Being too busy and having to work and having a busy life is what led us to where we are today. We can't be complacent anymore. We're going to have to go the extra mile. We have to do it or our children are going to lose the future that they deserve. And that's the American dream.
I predict that we are talking to, we are listening to a rising star. And I don't mean in the classic sense of adulation from the establishment, adulation from the elite, but a rising star in terms of the example set to the American people of what it used to mean to be a citizen politician and what it can mean again. Congresswoman Taylor Greene, God bless you. Thank you for what you're doing. I hope you'll be a regular guest on America First.
I would love it. Thank you so much, Sebastian. And you guys all have a great weekend.
Safe travels. God bless. Wow. See? That is the spirit that brings us victory. Follow that lady, M.T. Greene, with two E's on the end. One day I will ask her why. On Twitter, MTGreenEE. That's Marjorie Taylor Greene. I'm Sebastian Gorka. And this is just the beginning of America First.
Truth. The whole truth. Nothing but the truth. That's Dr. G's specialty. America First.
Complacency is a weakness that patriots can't afford. For this reason, Carr Firearms is teaming up with us here at America First in 2021. Carr believes Americans shouldn't be afraid to publicly appeal for our freedoms. This is about more than being a gun enthusiast. This has become a personal conflict fighting for the soul of America. Carr wants America First listeners to know they are not afraid to publicly support the Second Amendment and especially our Second Amendment Friday segments. Go to KAHR.com to support an amazing American firearms manufacturer. That's KAHR.com. We are back. I haven't even requested or suggested calls, and there's only one line open. So Victor, Janet, Regina, and Dale, don't go anywhere. But if you want to call us, have your voice be heard. The number is 833-33-GORKA, G-O-R-K-A. That's 833-334-6752. He's back in studio. The man responsible for political reporting in D.C. for the most influential conservative website in the known universe. It's Breitbart.com, and his name is Matt Boyle. Matt, welcome back.
Dr. Gorka, always a pleasure. Glad to be back in studio with you.
So,
been a while.
It has been a while. It's good to have you back. So yesterday, an outrage. We've gone from the 19th century where a president was impeached and it took 81 days to yesterday's travesty of 8 hours. Now we have six days left until Joe Biden is sworn in. All kinds of rumors swirling around the swamp about, will he be convicted in the Senate? Is Mitch going to get involved in terms of voting for a conviction? What are you hearing? I need the best connected guy to tell us the latest.
So I've seen all the reports out there that McConnell was considering it or something like that. I don't know the extent of you know, how accurate they were at the time they were reported. But after watching yesterday happen in the House of Representatives, and that we saw only 10 Republicans join with all the Democrats to go for this.
Because you're expecting more, right?
Right. So when you see the conference chair of the House of Representatives, there's 200-something members in the House. Now, she's the number three, Liz Cheney, join in with the impeachment effort publicly the day before. You'd figure that she would have commanded more members than just 8 others or 9 others.
Yes.
To join with her. Because, you know, she's not the leader and she's not the whip. She's the third highest ranking House Republican. It kind of shows a weakness on her part that she wasn't able to bring any more real votes to the table. And by the way, 5 or 6 of the other ones who did it had announced it before her. So it's not like they did it because they stand with Liz Cheney. So I think that Liz Cheney's weakness on this, again, 10 votes is kind of embarrassing for them. Of course the Democrats are going to vote for impeachment. Of course they are. You know that because they're partisan. The question always was to me, how many Republicans were going to go along with it? We knew there were going to be a handful at least. And that's all there was just a handful. So because there were only a handful of Republicans in the House, I think that bodes very badly for those who would like to see the president convicted in the Senate. And I think that somebody like McConnell is watching that. I can't see McConnell voting to convict the president, even if the trial happens after he's out of office. And by the way, there's argument as to whether or not
it's constitutional.
Right, to do it. Senator Cotton has come out and said that he believes that the Senate doesn't have the constitutional authority to do it after he's out of office to have a trial. But the Democrats will control the Senate as of noon on next Wednesday when Kamala is sworn in, and her first order of business is going to be go cast a tie-breaking vote and can control the chamber of the Democrats. But they probably will do a trial. But I can't see McConnell voting for conviction if he doesn't have the votes necessary to convict Trump. So to do that, of course, you've got 50 Democrats. You would need 67 votes total in the Senate. So you would need 17 Republicans. Will there be a few? Probably. Like a Romney, a Sasse, or whatever. Maybe it was trending that way for a little bit when emotions were really high in Washington after what happened last week. But it's definitely kind of cooled off. And again, the fact that they only got an embarrassing only 10 Republicans, even though they got the conference chair, Liz Cheney. So that was the tell, right? Like once Cheney came out, it was like, oh man, maybe she's going to bring 30 members with her or something, right? Like if that happened, then you could be looking at, okay, I could see a pathway to 17 Republicans in the Senate doing this if 30-something, 40-something House Republicans had gone along with this. But only 10? That's a very partisan vote. Like, yeah, they can say it's bipartisan and blah, 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 but it's really a partisan vote.
Will there be consequences for those 10 Republicans, some of whom are freshmen?
So I would break it down as such. There's 8 of them who are in very battleground districts, right? Like, so they're probably not going to face many consequences. Guys like Valadao in California, right? He's a former member who just got won back a seat. He's probably going to get a big ones like that are going to get a pass. Catco up in New York, so guys like that, they're okay, fine. They represent battleground districts. You need them for a majority eventually. By the way, Republicans are only 6 seats away from a House majority. They are very close to this. And that's because of a lot of the work that President Trump and Kevin McCarthy did in the 2020 election. But the two that I think could face some serious consequences are Tom Rice from South Carolina, which doesn't really make much sense. Why would he do that? It's a pretty red district.
Yes.
And so we've been seeing some backlash already building against him. So we'll kind of see what his explanation for this is and, you know, what are the, you know, does he face a primary challenge or something down the road? And then most importantly, Liz Cheney. So I think that she could potentially lose her conference chair position. That would have to build that over time. You'd need to see a lot of members really gunning for that. And it's worth noting, too, she represents Wyoming at large, which is one of the reddest districts in America. I think Trump won it by 43% or something. So she could very well face a primary challenge and lose.
Were you surprised by the words of Kevin McCarthy yesterday when he criticized the president talking about his responsibility for the violence?
Well, I mean, Kevin McCarthy had conversation with the president, and the president admitted that to Kevin McCarthy. So that's been...
Well, that report has been questioned. So that report came out. Others have said that didn't happen. But are you surprised that he publicly on the floor said the president bore responsibility in part for the violence?
I'm not. And I think that that's a place where a lot of Republican members were. So that, and again, you're looking at, would that 30 or 40 extra members who were kind of ambivalent? Look, there were 100-something members that challenged the Electoral College.
Yes.
Those guys weren't voting for impeachment. We know that, right? But there's still another 80 or so Republicans in the House who didn't go in on that. And so what were they going to do? And I think that what Kevin did there kind of helped guide people out to a place where they can, okay, we're upset with what the president did, but we aren't going to vote to impeach him over this. We're not going to do the drastic thing that the Democrats want us to do. And so it kind of was a smooth maneuveral tactic there. So I think it was pretty successful on Kevin's part.
I will demur. I will dissent from our good friend. I think Mr. McCarthy is going to pay a price for that. Coming out of the closet is more rhino than not, but hey, it's one man's opinion. We will continue with our good friend, political Washington political editor for Breitbart.com, Matt Boyle, here on America First. This year marks 20 years since America's darkest day, September the 11th, 2001, and the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. Our nation's heroes, people who are willing to die for you and me, need your help. Join Tunnel to Towers on their mission to do good and help these heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, and the letter T.org. That's T2T.org. Thank you.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
We're talking to Breitbart's Washington political editor, Matt Boyle. Bookmark them, check them out every day, Breitbart.com. His colleague, Joel Pollack, fascinating little short piece from Breitbart. They changed the rules of Congress yesterday so that they could insult the president. I'm not joking. Nancy Pelosi changed the rules to quote the resolution she brought prior to the impeachment, provides that the prohibition against personality in debate, which means actually libeling somebody, with respect to references to the president, shall not apply during consideration of this resolution. And that meant that they could call him the following: white supremacist in chief. That's from Representative Cori Bush, or Rashida Tlaib, who called him racist in chief. So they'll just change the rules of Congress so they can libel you. Utterly unbelievable. We are back with Matt Bohr. The big question going forward is the future of MAGA and the future of the president. Your take on how yesterday changes both of those.
Well, yeah, just one more thing on the Pelosi rules changes thing. It's also worth noting that when she went to the floor to deliver her speech, she used the term, she described herself as a wife, a grandmother, a mother, etc., which is in violation of their gender neutral house.
Her rules.
She made. But as to your question there, I think that a few things. So first off, 10 Republican votes for impeachment is pretty embarrassing for those who are against President Trump.
Right.
President Trump got 75 million people to vote for him. He won the core of an Electoral College victory in November. Florida, Ohio, North Carolina, Iowa, Maine's second district. The Democrats broke in the back door in Georgia, Arizona. So Republicans need to fix those things.
Yes.
Nebraska's second congressional district, as well as they slammed shut the front door in the Rust Belt, places like Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania. So if Republicans can figure out a couple of those things, that they have a very easy path back to the White House, I think. So this Trump coalition is easily reassembled, whether that's Trump himself running again in 2024 or one of the up-and-coming stars on the Republican side of the aisle. It remains to be seen. But
I think it could be. You don't. You think the president's chances are slim?
I think that he's really rubbed a lot of Republicans the wrong way on his way out. So people are very upset with the way that the last couple months have gone. That being said, I don't think – never say never with Trump, first off. Yeah. Like, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that it's never going to happen. Like, I'm just saying it's probably more likely than not that it's going to be one of these future Republican candidates. They include Pence as a possibility. They include Pompeo. They include Kristi Noem, Ron DeSantis, Greg Abbott, the governors of South Dakota, Florida, and Texas. Those guys are all star governors in their responses to the pandemic. Senators like Cruz, Hawley, Cotton, Rubio, all in the mix. There's any number of different other potential people, and I'm sure I'm leaving out some names, so sorry to those potential candidates that I'm not mentioning here. But the point is that the field of Republican candidates, if Trump doesn't run in 2024, will be the best field the Republicans have ever had. The best field previously to this was 2016, where Trump came out victorious. And so you will have a battle of ideas. There'll be a competition on the right between who's got the best conservative solution to the various problems, who can solve the nation's problems best. So you'll have that going on, and that really begins in earnest right now, that competition. And we'll see what the president decides to do in the future. Then in addition to that, the Republicans are 6 seats away from a House majority and 1 seat away from a Senate majority. So you're going to see that debate and battle play out as well. So there's a lot of bright stuff that lay ahead for Republicans, especially as we go into battle with the incoming Biden administration.
I think Pence is out of the question. I think there's tens of millions of Americans who will never forgive him for not just sending the ballots back to those states for re-verification. But you really think Rubio's got a shot after the last 4 years? That brand of the GOP establishment has got a future?
So I think that Rubio has learned a lot from his mistakes in 2013 with immigration. You see him out there. I think that the MAGA rallies that he attended with President Trump in Florida really changed him. He saw, like, that. Remember that midnight Miami rally right before the election?
Yes.
Rubio was there, and he got up and spoke, and he's like, holy moly, look at all these Cubans here for Trump, right? Like, and I think that he really, Trump really rubbed off on Rubio the right way, and also very similar with the, you know, several of these other senators. So do I think that Rubio is going to be the guy? I don't know. Like, who knows right now? It's a quote of the roll
of
dice.
Matt Boyle is saying, I don't know. He's the Washington political editor for the most influential conservative website.
What?
And he said, I don't know. I guess that's what you call honesty. Tag this guy on Twitter, mboyle1. Read his articles and the rest of the great team at Breitbart.com. You won't regret it. I'm Sebastian Gorka. We have hundreds of amazing audio and video clips and your calls and my take. Don't touch that dial.
And if they say, I don't agree with those people, I just like Trump's policy.
Well, then get out of the crowd with him. Get out of the crowd.
I wasn't in the crowd. I just voted for Trump.
You're in the crowd who voted for Trump. If you voted for Trump, you voted for the person who the Klan supported. You voted for the person who Nazis support. You voted for the person who the alt-right supports. That's the crowd that you are in.
Yes, of course. CNN, Fredo Cuomo. What's that guy's name? Lemon, right? Okay. Mr. Lemon says, if you voted for Donald Trump, you stand with the Klan. Peace and unity. Peace and unity. We're back. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network with me, Sebastian Gorka. The call board is absolutely full. Let's just start with number five, John in Maryland. Welcome.
Dr. Gorka, what an honor to speak with you. Holy cow, I can't believe I got in.
Very kind. Just
a couple of quick things. A, you have the absolute best bumper music in the industry. Love it.
Right. Two. I agree with you, John. You are a very sagacious man.
I found out about your show this past fall after I retired after 28 years in law enforcement. And so that's one of the best things
going on my
days off, which are all the time now. I found out about you via Chris Plant mentioned you on his show one day, and I was like, okay, who's this guy? I need to find out about him.
Chris is a good friend, and Chris keeps me sane as well with his radio show.
Yes, it makes my day go by that much the better. So what I called in for was just to thank you so very much for being willing to stand up against all these crazy conspiracy theories that are just flying around even to this day.
I'm still getting them. Last night, this morning, people are still sending me the president's plan. Drives me crazy.
It is driving me up a wall, but I'm glad that you've been able to take it on and address it, and I've been posting up your little sound bites that you distill things on to say, look, here's a man who would know what's going on. He's involved with the Trump administration, and he's speaking the truth. Stop following the lies. It's driving me crazy. It's driving a bunch of other people crazy too.
Thank you for saying that. I've got an email I want to share on exactly this issue that somebody sent me. So 28 years is a Leo, correct?
Yes, sir.
I presume you're still in touch with some of your active colleagues. What's it like now? I want an update. What is it like for your friends and for the community? Has it ever been as tough to be a law enforcement officer as it is in America today?
No, sir. And to be honest with you, that's one of the reasons I retired. I could see the handwriting on the wall, and I realized that any given day, I could be involved in something that could cost me my pension, cost me my house, cost me everything that I've worked for during almost three decades. And I said, why, if I can get out now, why not? So I did. And my heart is very heavy for those that are going to have to endure what's happening in our country right now. It's become a very thankless profession.
And rest assured that the last 7 days of support for the law enforcement officers on Capitol Hill will vanish, will vaporize as soon as Biden and Kamala get sworn in, because that's not who they are. They don't love our Leos. They are racists. And I bless every single one of them every day they put on that badge and that gun. John, fabulous call. Thank you for your kind music. And yes, it is an empirical fact. We have your kind comments. It is an empirical fact. We have the best bumper music on radio. Stay on the line. Let's give John a signed copy of The War for America's Soul. You can get yours at our website, sebgorka.com, SEBGORKA, and also sebgorkastore.com, where you can find all kinds of merch. Merchandise. Check it out today. Let's go to Dale in Detroit, line four.
Hi, it's been a while since I talked to you last. I usually call in about a science fiction question, but I've got a couple other statements for you.
That's fine. Right. Go ahead.
Your bumper music is great, although you never play this kind of science fiction. Lost in Space theme song. I mean, the show's a little hokey, but the theme song.
The music is a little bit hokey, Dale. Come on. The Lost in Space is a little bit hokey.
Theme song. Anyway.
All right. I will revisit that. Carry on.
Two quick comments. The one I called about was that Congresswoman Green, I'd like her to she was talking about filing for impeachment. I want her to do that 18 minutes after inauguration.
Because
they started at 19 minutes for Trump.
I love it. Yes, let's just, for those who aren't familiar, the Washington Post wrote an article that landed 19 minutes after the president was sworn in 2017, saying the impeachment of Donald Trump starts now. So you think Congresswoman Green, who opened the show with us, who's going to file impeachment against Joe Biden, should do it a minute earlier, should do it minute 18. Genius, Dale. Love it. Yeah. What else do you want to share with us?
One more quick thing, and this is just an idea, is that I think Trump, 5 minutes before Biden is sworn in, he should resign, swear in Pence, because then all of those 46 hats and shirts would be advertising Pence.
You are a sneaky man. You are a sneaky man. So make Mike Pence the 46th president for 5 minutes, and then you've just messed up with all the merch. That's just wonderful. Stay on the line. Give that man a book as well. Let him choose what he wants, The War for America's Soul, Defeating Jihad, or Why We Fight. What great calls. And we're only, 50 minutes in? Love it, guys. You are absolutely the best. The rest of you, our good friend Victor, Regina, Tim, don't go anywhere. If you want to call us, the number is 833-33-GORKA, G-O-R-K-A, 833-334-6752. And don't forget, we're not just broadcasting across the nation to millions of listeners, available as a download wherever you get your podcast. And I'm seriously thinking of switching. I think I'm getting rid of all my Apple products. It's going to be hard to cut the cord, but it might just be the right thing to do. And if you're watching our video, our telecast, please hit the like button right now. And if you are a new subscriber, hit the notifications bell twice. That's how sneaky Google is, so that you guarantee that you don't miss a thing. We will be joined by Victor Davis Hanson, Gordon Chang, and the president's attorney, Jenna Ellis, just today, so don't go away. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor. Drug-free pain relief that works. It is providing relief, liberation from pain to thousands, tens of thousands of Americans across the country, including Debrin from Massachusetts. I just started taking Relief Factor 4 days ago. My hip pain is gone. I had a horrible time sleeping because of the pain. I absolutely love how I am feeling. Thank you. That's just, don't take my word for it. You can see the incredible video testimonials at relieffactor.com, and then take the plunge. Find out if this product could work for you like it works for me and Debrin. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call them on 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com. You deserve to know. You know it makes sense.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Carr Firearms.
Joan Jett, of course we have the best bumper music. Come on, guys, it's not a question. Do you want to elevate yourself, feel good? Do you want to share a great story with your family, your kids? Let me give you a break from all the craziness. Check out the story of the great Herman Cain. It's called Poor to CEO, and you need to watch it tonight at salemnow.com. A great man, a hard worker, a man of God, a man who lived the values this nation was founded upon. If you use my name, you can watch it 20% off tonight, salemnow.com, promo code G-O-R-K. It's the Herman Cain story. It's Poor to CEO. Watch it tonight, and you will feel much better. Let's go to your calls. Let's go to Sam Orlando, line 2.
Sebastian, how you doing, buddy?
Good.
Hey, I'm glad to hear it. Well, I hope we all can get there. Listen, I got a question. I know you can answer it because you was right there with Trump, the best president since George Washington. All right, there's only been two of them. I think them are the top two right there. But anyway, let's get to it. The Joint Chief of Staffs, why can they and why have they not stepped in? The American people are about to burn to death. I mean, we're just about to cook. We're in an oven that's just not shutting off. So with through all the years of all that we've been watching and witnessing, and it's come to a big old head of a pimple, why can't we get the Joint Chief of Staff to get in there, dismiss Senate and House, let the American people reelect a new Senate, a new House, I love Donald Trump, but he will not, to be total fair, he could not be reelected. That's not the case here. We would reelect another individual that has the common sense that's just for the will and the great will of the world as
okay,
well
stop,
as
Sam,
America.
Stop, Sam. So you want the world's greatest nation, the world's freest democratic republic, to use the military to dictate political outcomes?
No, I want them to just take over so nothing can happen
to us. Yeah, that's called a military. That's called a military dictatorship. Yes, when the military takes control, that's called a military dictatorship. No, that's what you are describing. Why do you want to do that to America? Why do you want the military to take control of our republic?
I don't know how else we're supposed to get this done.
Well, you can't.
Right now,
constitutionally, you can't. You need to stop it now. You are calling for the destruction of America. You are like the phrase from the Vietnam War. You have to burn the village to the ground to save it. I, for one, am not going to let you do that. And if you've read the letter from the Joint Chiefs of Staff yesterday, you will know they would never even do that. Maybe for different reasons. But please, Sam, stop it. We're not going to destroy America to save it. And the president has conceded. Nobody likes it if you love this country. Biden's going to be a disaster. But we don't want a military dictatorship. Come on, man. This is America First.